fan on, guys and girls. So, basically, haven't really been able to do the Q&A for the last couple of weekends, but I'm going to do one here for you today because I feel bad for not bringing one out. I'm going to be by myself today. Gemma's currently at work. And the reason we haven't been able really to bring it to you on the weekends is just because me and Gemma are currently in the process of moving into a flat. It's amazing, isn't it? But yeah. So that's all been kind of taken up our weekends at the moment in terms of getting all that finalised, getting all the paperwork done and everything along those lines. But because I feel bad for not bringing it to you and it's something that I like doing, I thought I would bring one to you today instead. So a question that I get asked loads of times is stress bad? Is stress a bad thing? Because it's been pushed out there that it is the worst thing in the world, and you know, if you're stressed, then you are going to be in the worst position possible. And I want us to look at both sides of the coin. Now, we're not going to go into a deep dive into stress and the mechanisms behind stress and how it can affect the body. But we're going to give you a kind of broad overview so you can understand that stress is neither good nor bad. Okay? So the first thing you need to understand is that without stress, okay, or the stress response, you would simply not live. Okay? You wouldn't be able to live. Okay, the stress response is there to get us out of situations that are harmful to the body. E.g., someone comes to punch you, okay, our bodies perceive that, they see it, and it sends off a response to do certain chemical reactions and to do certain things to get us to either fight or flight, which is run. Okay, so fight, let's have a fight, let's have it out, okay, or flight, let's fuck off, basically, okay? Now, we also do have something else, which is freeze. Freeze is simply, you are, and this is what we get a lot of today, and I'm actually going to give credit to where credit is due. This was actually brought to my attention by Luke Lehman of Muscle Nerds, who I speak about a lot, okay? So that's the third one that's not really been spoken about at the moment. It's always fight or flight, but freeze is basically you are in a stressful position, but you can't fight and you can't run away from it. So now you've got these things going on. Again, when we look at stress, this isn't just a one-dimensional thing. It's multifaceted, okay? Meaning it's going to have three different ways that it can actually do something to you. E.g., it can be psychological stress, it can be physiological stress, and it can be physical stress. That means you've got three different ways that it could potentially harm, or not harm, harm's possibly the wrong word, but there's three different ways that you can set off a stress response. Now, the way that I look at it, it's like a trident, okay? It's like a trident. So you look at the spear, the long head of the spear part, that's the ultimate end thing, okay? That's the stress response happening. Now, when we elevate a stress response, we get an increase of hormones such as cortisol, okay, which is released from the adrenal cortex. And then we get a release of adrenaline and noradrenaline, okay, which is a release from the adrenal medulla, okay. You don't really need to know that. I'm just letting you know. Okay. So, and that's the kind of the adrenal gland. So basically it is secreted from the adrenal glands. They just have different areas that they're secreted from. And within that, that drives heart rate up. That drives blood pressure up. Okay. That elevates the amount of energy that gets pushed out into the bloodstream. And now for a long period of time, cortisol is elevated to a higher level because that's now breaking down stuff like glucose, fatty acids, everything like that to get ready to be used as a fuel source to do its job for us to fuel what we're doing. The problem is now is that majority of the time we're sending all these stress responses off, but we're not actually using the fuel that is actually being broken down to be used. And there is the problem, okay? So stress is good, but stress is also bad. So chronically, it's a bad thing. You do not want this chronically elevated, and that's the problem nowadays. We always have it elevated. And the problem is this is going to lead you into a position of ill health, okay? It's going to lead into health problems. such as downregulation of certain hormones, okay, decreased muscle tissue, increased cravings, poor aerobic conditioning, okay, or poor aerobic capacity, okay, poor cardiovascular health. Possibly it's going to lead you to brain fog, okay, so cognitive function problems or dysfunction. It's going to lead to a load of different problems. Okay, so if you're having any of these problems, I would seriously look at what sort of things are you highly stressed. And again, like we said, stress isn't just physical. It can be physical, physiological, and psychological. So what you're telling yourself, what you're feeding your brain by the thoughts that you are thinking, can actually cause a downstream problem. Again, what you are consuming, the foods that you're having, again, there's certain foods that are causing you problems. Okay, again, putting those foods in, are they causing a stress response? Remember, stress response is normally happening, okay, due to stuff like inflammation. So again, that's physiological. High inflammation is going to drive up a high stress response because it's going to try and look after our body. Okay, at that point. Now, in terms of losing body fat, in terms of improving your body shape, it's something that you want to control. Okay, because if you're looking to lose body fat, we need to be in a position of where we're going to utilize that fat that has been broken down. And you will not do that if you are constantly jacking up a stress response. Now, will you get leaner? Yes. Will you do it in a healthy way? No. And that's also the problem. The problem is, when you're jacking up a stress response, you're constantly driving glucose to be used as a main fuel source. And this is why normally people get cravings. Because if you are driving up glucose to be used as a fuel source, your body's then going to be like, well, we want more of it. We need more of it. So you end up consuming more of it. You can then also look at blood sugar levels. Again, what goes up must come down. If it goes up, it's going to come down and you're going to then go looking for things. It's also, when you're stressed, what are the things that happened in your past? And this was actually brought to my attention by a guy called Dan Wheeler. Okay, if you're highly stressed, we're all going to have coping mechanisms that we've ingrained from our pasts and stuff like that. When we're stressed, we're looking for things that make us feel good. Carbohydrates make us feel good. They release the happy hormone or happy neurotransmitter called serotonin. Makes us feel good. Serotonin, cortisol, anything along those lines, or stress, it lowers, and they kind of work in an inverse relationship. All right. So stress is neither good or bad. Okay. The whole point of this is you need to understand that managing stress should be your number one thing. If you want to improve your body shape, if you want to drop body fat, if you want to be healthy, become more aware of the stresses that you have in your life. Okay, become aware of the things that are causing you issues. Is it the things that you're putting in your mind? Is it the things that you're putting in your mouth? Is it the you're not eating enough and you're doing a shit ton of work? Because again, that is going to cause problems. I'm going to use another thing from, as Luke said, you need to fuel what you're giving your body, what you're doing to your body. If you're doing all this training, but you are not doing much or not giving your body much in terms of food, fuel, okay, then we can look at, you know, is that food even making it to the cells? That's another story. But are you giving it what it needs? If you are not giving it what it needs, what it's just going to jack up again a stress response. Again, where a stress response, what did I say it does? It releases, it breaks down, okay, usable energy that we have within the body. Okay, so like fat tissue. Because fat tissue is technically energy that's stored because we haven't used it. Again, stress is also going to jack up to increase glucose to be used as a fuel source, okay, which we call fast glycolysis. Glycolysis basically simply means glycogen, lysis means the breakdown. Okay, glucose gets stored as glycogen, either in muscle, liver, or it can be stored in fat tissue, which is called glycogenolysis. Okay, glycogenogenesis. I will remember the word next time because that will help out. but it is along those lines. I think glycogenolysis is the breakdown. Glycogenogenesis is the increase. Don't take my word for it, but I know it. It's written down somewhere, and I possibly got it a little bit mistaken. But that's important to know. Okay, so when we are breaking down glucose, we're going to be breaking glucose down from terms of glycogen gets broken down into glucose. Glucose gets turned into another usable form. If we are running the stress response, which is called anaerobic respiration, okay, aerobic respiration can't work. Guess what aerobic respiration uses? It uses fat as a fuel source. Again, the fat that you bring in terms of your dietary fat, but also the fat that you have just broken down, that fat tissue that you've just broken down, to be used into fatty acids. So understanding all of this, I know this sounds a bit all over the place at the moment, and the reason it's all over the place is because we need to go deeper, and we will do, but understand stress is either good or bad because we need it to survive. Okay, it's our way of, it's the thing that we need to drive up for us to then adapt. But it's about managing it. Okay, we don't want it up chronically, but we want it up acutely, and then we recover from it and we get the result that we want. That's ultimately what I'm, what this episode's about. It's not bad, and it's not the demon. However, it needs to be managed. And if you are not managing it, then we're going to have problems. Then we're going to have things that we need to be looking at to and implementing to ensure that we achieve what we need to achieve. So, I hope that helps. I hope that's kind of cleared things up. I know it sounded a bit rambled near the end. I can pretty much pull it up. Let me see if I can pull it up now. Just so you have it, because I think that will help you guys out. One little minute. I'm just getting up my folders, because I want you to go away with the correct thing. Be a good little reminder for me. 1 minute. Glycogenesis, not glycogenolysis. So glycogenesis is the body pushing glucose into glycogen into a cell, okay, because it hasn't been able to be used. Okay, so glycogenesis. Glycogenolysis is the breakdown of that. Okay, they kind of work against each other in inverse relationship. Okay, so glycogenesis. So, I hope that helps. I hope that's kind of cleared some up, things up in terms of stress. And we will go a little bit deeper one day into it. But that's the question that got asked. And there is your answer. So, I hope you've enjoyed this one. And I'm out. Peace.